Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Hey guys, Rosie here. I just want to say I am so grateful that you're listening. We are just getting a massive amount of response on this podcast, and I am so grateful that you're a part of this radically loved community, that you're enjoying the content, and that you're enjoying all the guests, and that you're still here, and you're still working on yourself and your journey and your path. And I pray that you've received some tools listening to the guests or listening to any of my ideas or topics on meditation or yoga and how these tools can help you create a life of purpose. To continue to help us give you the best content, you can subscribe to this podcast, and most of the time you can just do it from your phone, from iTunes. Click subscribe and write a review. This really helps us continue this path and this journey, and we love doing it so much. And again, I'm so grateful that you're here. Let us know what you thought. Thanks for listening. One cup of tea is all it's going to take to completely transform your perception of what premium tea should be. For those of you who are tea lovers like me, I'm so excited to announce my partnership with Rishi Tea for this amazing giveaway. Rishi Tea is going to give away an entire matcha essentials kit. All you have to do is go on Instagram, tag me, Rishi Tea, and the hashtag Radically Loved Rishi for your chance to win an entire matcha essentials tea set, which those of you that know me know that this is like the ultimate gift. So for those of you that are interested, go on Instagram now, snap a picture of what your tea ritual looks like, and get ready to experience the best tea you've ever tried in your life. Rishi Tea is my ultimate favorite. I cannot wait to share this experience with you. Stop stress in its tracks. Two-thirds of Americans say that they need help for stress, but stress itself is not the problem. How we relate to stress is. So the stress response is critical to our survival, and I've talked about this at length on this podcast and with guests that I've had on. It can save our lives or enable a firefighter to carry a grown man down 20 flights of stairs. So of course, most of us usually experience stress in a response to thoughts, emotions, or physical sensations. If we're worried about whether we can put food on the table or pull off an important presentation, the stress response activates. And if the systems involved in this response don't slow down and normalize, the effects can be quite severe. And then, you know, over time, we can succumb to high blood pressure, anxiety, insomnia, digestive problems, suppressed immune system, you know, creating space in a day-to-day to stop these things from happening is really going to allow us to reset our bodies and our minds. So it's important for us to, you know, learn how these things come up for us so that we can be shown to be more mindful about how we react. So the next time stress starts to build, remember to stop. I love this. This is something that I've been doing the last couple of weeks, and it's so helpful. So stop what you're doing. Put things down for a minute. Get comfortable in the position you're in, almost as if you're relaxing into this moment. Take a few breaths. See if you can tune into the subtle sensations involved with inhalation and with exhalation. Even imagine like this was the very first time you've ever noticed your breath. Observe your experience just as it is. If your mind wanders, gently guide it back to this moment. Notice any feelings present and how they're being expressed. research shows that just naming your emotions can turn the volume down on the fear circuit in the brain. This is something so key in meditation and yoga, is to just tune in. Turn your attention to your body. How's your posture? How does it feel? So just observe. Proceed as the stress response begins to calm. Ask the question, what's most important right now to pay attention to? Whatever comes up in your mind, that's what you'll continue with. So just notice, you have to just stop. Take a few deep breaths, observe your experience, and proceed as the stress response begins to calm. So those are just some quick, easy steps to stop stress in its tracks. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. For more information, visit www.radicallylove.com/podcast to read all about today's guests or past guests. You can click on any of the links, or for more information, you can always follow me on Instagram @RosieAcosta or Twitter @RosieAcosta, and let us know what you thought.